Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
As an American, I'm very thankful for July 4th, our Independence Day, the day that we celebrate freedom. And no matter how you look at the world, freedom is quickly going. But not only that, as a Christian, I'm thankful for Easter, as our Christian Independence Day. What sets us apart from every other religion is that we have a risen Savior who's alive and well, sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for you and I. What a joy to know. But I'm also thankful for Easter because of an example that Christ set. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Just as Christ rose from the dead, His saints will rise. Those that are already in the ground will rise up to see Him. And us which will be alive, if we are alive at that time, we will be caught up together to meet them in the air, to meet our Savior, because He set that example for us. Because He rose. He arose, He arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. And our loved ones which are in the grave will rise as well to meet Him. And if we're alive, we'll rise. What a joy to know. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. He's alive. He's alive, He's alive. And one day we will be with Him.
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on a plain path.